Let's expand our primary election focus beyond the Democratic race in the 2nd Congressional District with Colleen O'Day with New Jersey Spotlight. Colleen, thanks for joining us again on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Colleen, take us right to the top, the statewide race featuring incumbent U.S. Senator Bob Menendez.
Primary-wise, there's not a heck of a lot happening either on the Democratic side, where, of course, Menendez is running, or on the Republican side, where it's expected that Bob Hugin, a former Celgene Pharmaceuticals executive, is going to win. Hugin is spending big bucks. He's already loaned his campaign $7.5 million. He has vowed to spend $20 million. Over the course of the campaign. He has a primary opponent in Brian Goldberg, who is a conservative but has very little money. And Menendez has an opponent in Lisa McCormick, who is a publishing executive, and she's hasn't filed papers, but she's said she has very little money. So it's hard in New Jersey, because we're sandwiched between Philadelphia and New York, to get your message out without a lot of money, without spending in the New York and Philly media markets. It's also hard to beat an incumbent. So the expectation is that Menendez versus Hugin in November is going to be what we have Senate-wise.
To what extent might Menendez be a compromised incumbent candidate to the extent that he has now gotten past his political troubles?
Well, it does seem like he is going to have a tougher time than even folks were saying a month ago. There was a Fairleigh Dickinson University poll out last week showing that Menendez has only a 4-point lead over Hugin. A month earlier, back in April, Menendez had a double-digit lead. Now, in the interim, Hugin has been spending that money that he's put into his campaign on lots of ads. He's running three ads, I think, at the moment, and two of the three are negative against Menendez. And you really wouldn't know from just looking at the ads that, in fact, Menendez was not convicted of the ethics violations that he was accused of. It seems like those ads may have hurt Menendez.
This is the largest field of candidates in a long time in New Jersey. Why?
Just because of the all of the interest that happened post 2016's election. We've had groups crop up all over the state, swing left groups, indivisible groups. Predominantly, they're progressive groups of folks that are trying to flip districts. And we've got a few in New Jersey that are either likely or potentially going to flip from red to blue this year. The 11th up in North Jersey is one that is an open seat now. The House Appropriations Chair, Rodney Frelinghuysen, Republican, longtime serving member of the House, decided to retire. He's been under attack incessantly by these groups. So there's going to be an open seat there, and that's one that could swing. The 7th is another just south of the 11th. Leonard Lance is the incumbent. That's another one that potentially could flip. And the one that's considered likely to flip is down in the 2nd district, where Jeff Van Drew is considered, I think, the likely Democratic nominee to replace Frank Lobiondo, who also retired or is retiring at the end of this term.
Take us next to the neighboring 3rd district in South Jersey.
Well, there's not a real reason to vote in this one just because there's no challenge on either side. So what it looks like is that Tom MacArthur, who is the incumbent Republican, is going to face Democrat Andy Kim in the fall. Again, neither has a primary opponent. MacArthur is one who has been pretty loyal to the president, and it does not seem to be hurting him. So MacArthur seems like he's in pretty good shape, and Andy Kim is raising a respectable amount of money, so that should be an interesting race.
As you bring up money again and again, can we take away that money matters even more than message?
Sadly, it seems that may be the case. If you look at the Senate race, at least to date. Bob Hugin's ads, again, are very, he's got one ad saying who he is, and he's got two ads that are very negative against Menendez. He's really not said anything about what he plans to do. You know, he's talked sort of broadly about ideas he supports, but there have been no concrete proposals yet there. So it does seem like money often, you know, money can help you get your message out. Hopefully you do have a message to get out.
Thanks, Colleen.
Thanks very much, Dave.
Colleen O'Day with NJ Spotlight.